Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to the program. We are glad to have you here. Well, tis the season, and here we go as we hurtle toward the big holidays. Well, the city of Chicopee thrilled to announce its annual tree lighting ceremony, a cherished tradition that marks the beginning of the holiday season. Now, this event is going to take place on December 1st, 2023, of course, at City Hall, Flag Plaza, starting at 4:30 p.m. And the evening will feature a delightful lineup of performances, creating a festive atmosphere for attendees of all ages. Now, after the tree lighting, everybody is invited to meet and greet with Santa Claus upstairs in the magnificent City Hall Auditorium. And old St. Nick will be spreading joy by gifting small presents to the children. The Chicopee Tree Lighting Ceremony is open to all members of the community. All children need to be accompanied by an adult. Now, theaters, professional and otherwise, are very busy this holiday season. Our ArtsBeat reporter, Mark Auerbach, has a full report coming up later in our program. But first, Mark hit the Bushnell to see the Broadway touring hit Moulin Rouge, and here's what he thought.
The Broadway sensation Moulin Rouge has brought its spectacle, lavish sets, costumes and lights, and the exuberance of Paris to Hartford. And this is one of the richest productions to land in Hartford since The Phantom of the Opera changed theatergoers' expectations of Broadway at the Bushnell. The Tony Award-winning musical hit, based on Baz Luhrmann's movie, actually premiered here in Massachusetts as the first production to play the reopened theater landmark, The Colonial, in Boston. John Logan has faithfully adapted the film, a love story set in the Toulouse-Lautrec era of Paris, complete with dandies and can-can girls. Moulin Rouge is a jukebox musical of sorts, and its score is full of snippets from Patti LaBelle, Madonna, Mick Jagger, Dolly Parton, and more. Kudos to the award-winning production team. Derek McLean's sets are extraordinary, as are Catherine Zuber's lush costumes, Justin Townsend's transcendent lighting, and Peter Helensky's well-calibrated sound. Alex Timber's direction is masterful, and Sonia Taya's choreography is exuberant as well. The high-energy cast astounds, led by Gabrielle McClinton as Satine and Christian Douglas as Christian. You may notice Robert Petkoff in the cast as Harold Zeller. He recently starred in the national tour of Fun Home at the Bushnell, but he got his start as the young Romeo opposite Calista Flockhart as Juliet in a landmark Hartford stage production years ago. I was enthralled by Moulin Rouge. What a great way of returning to live theater after being sidelined for several months. It's a spectacle for our times, a great escape from the reality of life these days, and a perfect way to begin the holiday spirit. Moulin Rouge runs at the Bushnell in Hartford through Sunday. Tickets available at bushnell.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And Mark will be back, as I mentioned, with his ArtsBeat report a little bit later in the program. Donovan's Irish Pub officially opened its doors at 80 Jarvis Road in Holyoke at the former Slanger restaurant. In 2015, Justin Kane and Frank Garrity took over the operation. And they're open on Mondays through Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays 11 a.m. to midnight, and Sundays from noon to 8 p.m. So we say congratulations and welcome to Donovan's in Holyoke. Bear and deer shotgun hunting season now underway. Hunters are restricted to one bear per calendar year during shotgun season, and they are allowed to use shotguns, archery equipment, and muzzle loaders. Buckshot shotguns, not allowed. Bears must immediately be tagged by hunters and reported within 48 hours of harvest. Hunters are, in fact, limited to two antlered deer, but there is no limit on antlerless deer. However, hunters are required to have an antlerless deer permit. And you can learn how to acquire a doe deer permit on the mass.gov website. Hunting not allowed on Sundays. Hunters are required to wear 500 square inches a blaze orange on the chest, back, and head during shotgun season. Hunting, not your thing, but skiing is? Well, Wachusett Mountain has officially opened for the winter season. And while the mountain hasn't received any significant snowfall so far this year, Wachusett Mountain is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on weekends. Berkshire East in Charlemont, Ski Butternut in Great Barrington, Bouquet Mountain in Pittsfield, and Otis Ridge in Otis, not officially open yet. Merriam-Webster's word of the year for 2023 is authentic. That's obviously the term for something we're thinking about, writing about, aspiring to, and judging more than ever. Authentic has a number of meanings, including not false or imitation, a synonym of real and actual, and also true to one's own personality, spirit, or character. Authentic follows 2022's choice of gaslighting, and 2023 marks Merriam-Webster's 20th anniversary choosing a top word. The annual Gift of Light event at Mercy Medical will begin with a blessing and Christmas tree lighting ceremony Wednesday, December 6, 4 p.m. The Gift of Light ceremony held each year to remember those who have been touched by cancer, honoring them with special lights on the tree in Mercy's main lobby. Now, as in years past, donations to the Gift of Light program support cancer patients and their families through the Patient Assistance Fund at the Sister Caritas Cancer Center at Mercy Medical. Each gift represented will light on the tree, and the names of those honored will be featured at the event. To honor and remember a loved one, you can go online and do so. The event is free and open to the public. Additionally, this year's Gift of Light ceremony will also be available as a virtual event. So to join in on this virtual celebration, go to Mercy's Facebook page. Now this holiday season, Pioneer Valley Radio urges you to watch your cantaloupes. Salmonella has been found in everyday food, and most recent outbreak has been linked to cantaloupe. The most recent reports from the CDC show 99 cases across the U.S., stretching across 32 states. And as of Monday, two people have died from the outbreak, and one case has been reported in Massachusetts. Well, the Hampden County Sheriff's Triad program is preparing buckets of sand to help dozens of senior citizens living in Western Mass. The Sheriff's Department hosted a Sand for Seniors program, which will give buckets of sand to senior citizens as a preventative measure for use of sidewalks and driveways and walkways in the upcoming winter months. Seniors in places like Chicopee, East Longmeadow, Springfield, and West Springfield will receive deliveries of sand from first responders with the sheriff's office, as well as local police and fire departments. The services are provided free of charge and can be accessed by calling 858-0060. That's in 413-858-0060. Well, every year at this time, the postal system, just to add to your anxiety, notes mail and shipping deadlines for Christmas. Now, I'll have them for you right after we check back with Mark Auerbach for his ArtsBeat report. Mark?
The Northampton Playwrights Lab presents its 2023 Play-by-Play Festival this week through Sunday at the APE Gallery Space in Northampton. Playwrights featured are Talia Kingston, Merrill Cohen, Bettel Arnold, Peter Kennedy, Stephanie Carlson, and Harley Erdman. For details, visit ticketing.co/o/ng/L123. The Pinup Girls, a musical love letter, has its New England premiere at Playhouse on Park through December 23rd. Written by James Hindman and Jeffrey Loden, it's set in a local VFW hall during a Christmas cabaret when someone discovers a huge stash of love letters from servicemen and women from World War I to Afghanistan. The letters are turned into a show. Darlene Zoller directs and choreographs. For details, playhouseonpark.org. Harmonia 5's Holiday Musicale launches the Springfield Chamber Players, also known as MOSOs, Chamber Music Series at the First Church on the Longmeadow Green, Sunday, December 3rd. The family-friendly concert showcases the talents of the Connecticut-based Harmonia 5, an innovative woodwind quintet which performs standard literature, seldom heard treasures, and the most dynamic contemporary musical available today. The concert showcases works of American composers, including George Gershwin in the first half. The second half includes the Nutcracker Suite, Festive Sounds of Hanukkah, and other holiday favorites. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. Home for the Holidays, the Majestic Theater's annual holiday tradition, is a house party featuring songs of the season sung by members of the Majestic's acting family, including Ben Ashley, Micah Plunkett, Ray Guinette Jr., Lori Effort, and other local talent, including Pioneer Valley Radio's Brad Shepard. Performances run December 7th through the 22nd. For details, MajesticTheater.com. And don't tell me how it ends, but Titanic, the Tony Award-winning musical from Peter Stone and Maury Yeston, is having a breathtaking London revival. This musical will be streamed in high def on December 1st to theaters around the world, including the Mahewi in Great Barrington. For details, mahewi.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. The United States Postal Service recommends that holiday mail be sent out by December 16 for it to arrive by Christmas. However, if you're doing priority, you have 4 extra days to get those packages to the post office. Meanwhile, FedEx recommends a shipping date no later than December 15 for 5-day home delivery. UPS recommending packages be shipped out on December 19 using 3-day select if they are to be delivered by Saturday, December 23rd. Well, you've got your work cut out for you this holiday season, as you do every year, and I hope it's all going smoothly for you. My word of advice, don't stress too much. Enjoy the scenery as you drive by, so don't drive too fast. So thank you very much for being with us, and I hope you join us for our next program here, where we remain Western Mass-centric, if you will, here on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.